For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has put forward a set of new proposals on further deepening win-win cooperation between China and Africa. He raised the proposals during an address at the closing ceremony of the high-level dialogue between Chinese-African leaders and business communities and the fifth conference of Chinese and African entrepreneurs in Johannesburg. During the dialogue, President Xi expressed China's sincere hopes to share its industrialization experiences with African countries and help the continent with a variety of means of support. President Xi also suggested that China and African countries stick to equality-based win-win cooperation. Negotiators have adopted a draft of a global agreement to fight climate change and passed it on to environmental and foreign ministers to work out the remaining points of dispute. The chairman of the working group that had been working on the draft gaveled it just before a noon deadline after agreeing to make sure some cosmetic changes requested by various delegations. Some sticking points remain to be worked out, most relating to how to define the obligations of countries in different stages of development in fighting climate change. Militants from the group calling itself Islamic State have described the two people who stormed a party in Southern California as supporters of the terror group. The declaration was made on the IS group's official radio station Saturday, days after the Wednesday attack. Unlike in its previous claims of outright responsibility for recent attacks such as those in Paris last month, the IS group's Al Bayan radio outlet did not use the term soldiers of the caliphate to describe Tashfeen Malik and her husband Saeed Rizwan Farouk. Observers say that this likely indicates a lack of any direct connection between the couple, who U.S. authorities now believe may have been influenced by IS propaganda, and the IS group itself. The attack in San Bernardino left 14 people dead and injured 21 at a Christmas party late last week. A new round of talks between Chinese and Japanese officials connected to maritime issues are set to take place next week. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the forthcoming sessions in Xiamen are meant to try to build up trust between the two sides. Hua says China hopes there will be a thorough exchange of opinions from both sides when it comes to the issues at sea. The talks are set to begin on Monday and will include representatives from the Chinese and Japanese Defense, Foreign, and Maritime Affairs departments. A new round of smog is forecast to hit Beijing and neighboring regions Saturday night and will stick around for at least 4 days. The smog will reduce visibility to 3 to 5 kilometers on Sunday in Beijing, Tianjin, and parts of Hebei province. The situation, however, is predicted to worsen on Tuesday and Wednesday, with visibility less than 1 kilometer. The dominant pollutant will be PM2.5, particles with a diameter smaller than 2.5 micrometers. The Beijing Weather Bureau said this round of smog will not be as serious as the previous, which lasted from November 27th to December 1st. The recent smog, which dissipated on Tuesday, prompted the Beijing municipal government to issue its first orange alert, the second highest level. China's First Lady Peng Liyuan has attended a meeting of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV/AIDS. The organization is a coalition in which 40 African First Ladies join forces to act as a voice in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Peng and other First Ladies called for more measures to prevent AIDS. Peng Liyuan is a WHO Goodwill Ambassador for AIDS and Tuberculosis. She has put forward strenuous efforts in promoting cooperation between China and other countries in AIDS prevention and control. Israel will help train Chinese medical workers in underdeveloped southwestern regions of the country next year. According to the Israeli Consulate General in Chengdu, capital of Sichuan province, doctors from Sichuan, Yunnan, and Guizhou provinces will have opportunities to study medicine in Israel. The program is part of MASHAV, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation. Since it was established in 1957, MASHAV has trained more than 270,000 people from across the world in diverse sectors, including agriculture, medicine, education, and rural and urban development. A new high-speed railway will open on Sunday in eastern China to boost regional traffic in the booming Yangtze River Delta. It will link Nanjing, capital of Jiangsu province, and Anqing and Anhui province, cutting the travel time from nearly 6 hours to about 2. The project broke ground in April 2009 and started trial operation in August of this year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.